gonna be a good day. That's just ain't gonna be a good day. That's just ain't gonna be.
Today is Friday. This is the Doug Steffen. Oh, wait a minute, Jennifer Horn. The Doug and Jennifer, or Jennifer and Doug Good Day program.
Better, much that. Better.
Much better if it's the Jen and Doug Good Day program. And as a supporting cast member, Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington, along with Roberta
for you.
Fasinelli, who is here to help us with our broadcast as well. So, oftentimes, you know, I think about the name. Let's see, my given name is Dudley. Richie's given name is Richard Charles. Roberta's given name is Robertsky.
Roberta.
Robertsky. I like it.
And Jennifer is Jennifer.
Yes.
So you think oftentimes, because Luke Perry is coming up, and he, in terms of names, the name of the character he played, his own name. Pretty
you know what I'm going to tell you, Dougie, is I think, because as a person who's like in this target demo for 90210 fans everywhere,
yes,
his name on the show was, I think, probably boomed in popularity after he aired on 90210.
The name was taken by lots of fans.
Yeah, it's a very popular
absolutely.
Name.
Absolutely.
Is a huge name.
Yeah.
All right, so with that being the case, I suppose that would be a good way for us to get into a conversation with Luke Perry, who will join us in just a minute here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
All right, so Luke, what do you make of this? Jennifer and I are talking about your real name, Luke Perry,
right,
and then the name of your character on 90210, which was Dylan. Dylan is a more popular name now, and I don't know, I think Luke is, now that she says that, I think you can make a case that you, both in your real life and in the television show, had an influence, or at least your name was influential. A lot of people liked you, and they liked the character. So what do you feel about that? How do you think about being the catalyst for naming a lot of boys after you?
Well, I think there's definitely that potential, because I've heard a lot of people, you know, have come up to me and said, this is my son, Dylan, and, you know, I named him after you. But I think it was Pamela Anderson who took the initiative to have twins and name one Brandon and one Dylan. And I thought, now that's foresight.
I never even thought about that.
No.
That's so cool.
That was not good. What she should have done is name one of them.
We know that.
Well, she should have named one of them Dylan, the other one McKay. That would have really made it.
That's the way to go. But no, right. So again, she wanted to cover both of her bases, you know, so she got the Brandon and the Dylan. That was a good move.
Smart girl.
All right, I'm a transplanted Buckeye. I went to school at Heidelberg in Tiffin.
Whoa, that's a beautiful campus.
Yeah, it's a neat campus. How far is it from where you were born?
About 40 miles.
Yeah, Fredericktown's not that far away. So you're a Midwesterner through and through. What was life like when you moved to the big city?
Well, I was what they called the Beverly Hillbilly. I just did not change. I'm the Ohio guy. I had a pig in my yard. You know,
really?
Here's the deal. You can go and do different jobs in Hollywood, but you don't have to be somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like that. And I just always, you know, I'm a Buckeye, too, and I got no problems with that. I'm very proud of it. I didn't feel like I had to be anybody else or try to fit in any other place.
All right, here's a very good lesson. Let's re-underscore this. Let's repeat this for a moment, because I think what Luke Perry is saying is something that's a lesson. I was telling a story earlier, Luke, about being at a casting call at an agency last night, just kind of for the fun of it, and looking at all of these younger people who want to have what you have, and many of them are...
Arthritis?
I don't know about that. I didn't see too much evidence of that.
Oh.
But a heck of a lot of them were so insecure, trying to be something that you knew they weren't. So mm-hmm. What advice do you have to people that are coming along? Put yourself back when you were 20 years old,
yep.
moving from Ohio to...
I know exactly where you're going with this.
Yeah.
And do not do that. Do not try to be the thing that they want, because that changes literally 5 to 6 times a day. The person casting gets told by different people, no, we look for this. Yeah, but not like that, more like this. Somebody with a blue shirt, their criteria is constantly changing. You need to make choices about what you're going to do, what you're going to do in your audition, and what it's going to say about you. Know exactly who you are, walk in there and give them that. Now, if they want you to do something different, they'll ask you to do it. But if you go in trying to guess what it is they want to see, and you're trying to jump through those hoops, it just looks ridiculous. The people that they respond to are the ones that have come in with some confidence, that have made
That's
choices
great.
About it, and they say, this is my take on it. And
because
they grow it down.
You kind of stay true to your brand, which, you know, you, and that's kind of a overused term now, but what you're saying is really, you know, you kind of stay true to who you are, and you've kind of done that, because not only do you act now, but you've also gone behind, you do directing and producing, and you even did that on 90210, didn't you, for a little bit?
I directed a couple, but, you know, when I was a kid, and I watched Westerns, and I never, you know, when the Wild Wild West was over, I never thought, oh, I wish I had produced that. I wish I had been the director of that. You know, I wanted to be James West. I wanted to play, you know, I wanted to ride the horse, wanted to kiss the girl.
Well, you know what?
Want to
you've
meet
come,
him because
you,
he
you've
does,
come to the right place because Jennifer.
He does a radio show with us.
He works with Jennifer now. Conrad does.
there you go. So you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. You want to emulate that which you have seen and you
right,
think
and
is
especially
cool.
When you're a child, you know, and I'm watching that, and then I'm watching Maverick, you know, and Maverick was always so cool.
Maverick was the legend of the West.
Yes. Who's that tall, dark
Riverboat,
there.
Ring its bell. Fare thee well, Annabelle.
That's right. Did you know it? And I'll tell you, when I met James Garner, that was one of the, that for me was one of the times that I actually got starstruck.
Yeah, I was at
I parked in his spot.
Really?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And, oh, man, it sucked. I didn't know that I had parked in his spot. And it was at a studio soundstage. And I go walking out to my car after I looped, and I hear James Garner's voice. He says, hey, kid. Yeah? He says, that's your black Chevy out there?
Uh-oh.
I said, yes, sir, it is. He said, well, you parked in my spot, and I let the air out of your tire. And I said, okay. That's all I could think of. I said, okay. And I went out thinking I'd have 4 flat tires. None of them were. I turned around, and he was just standing behind me grinning, and he stuck out his hand and said, I'm Jim Garner. I said, I know who you are, Mr. Garner. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And when I backed out of the parking place, I looked there, and it said, James Garner. God. He was doing the voice of God on the show. And that's what it said on the parking thing. James Garner, God.
God.
I was like, yeah, you pretty much got that right.
Yeah, right.
Funny.
All right, so tell us about the Hallmark Movie Channel Good Night for Justice presentation that I think starts airing this Saturday, if I'm not mistaken.
It does. It airs Saturday at 8, 7 Central. I know you, a lot of folks hear you in the Central time zone. And this is a little more of a romantic action-adventure Western. The other two that I had made for the channel, they thought were kind of traditional, and, you know, and that's what I want to do. And I said, I'll tell you what, I'll make another one, and I'll make this one a little more appealing to women and kids and dogs. So what we did was, did you ever see, like, Romancing the Stone?
Oh, yeah.
Love it, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, imagine that as a Western.
Yeah.
And we kind of went for that. And I thought, cool. Because those movies always looked like a lot of fun to me, too.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, that's great, and I get to do it on horseback? Cool, we'll take it.
Are you a good rider?
I thought one that was a little more fun.
Are you a good rider?
I don't fall off much.
I guess if you can stay on the horse, you'd be considered a good rider.
The main part of horse riding, let me say that. I'm no expert. I'm just a guy that likes horses, and I like to ride them in the movies. The big part is staying on.
That's right.
Right. I think there's something to be said for that. All right. So the bottom line here is the Hallmark Movie Channel is presenting Good Night for Justice, Measure of a Man.
No, this one's called Queen of Hearts.
Oh, it is. Oh, they gave me the wrong information.
This girl's the Queen of Hearts. And when you see, she's got like a...
Oh, I got it. Good Night for Justice was the first one. Queen of Hearts is the sequel.
Yeah, this is the third one.
I got it. It is. You've done three.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Measure of a Man was the second. This is the third one. You know, but it's all right. We get confused sometimes.
You're a judge. You're a circuit judge in this.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's right. Because that way you get to move from place to place in between each movie. Because circuit judges always had to move around back then.
Yeah, yeah. I think you've got I like the tone of your voice. You kind of got a handle on it. You've been very successful. You figure out how to cut a nice niche for yourself out in La La Land and in people, I think, around the country's hearts and minds. They know Luke Perry. They like Luke Perry. Whatever it is that you're doing, they're probably interested in. Just the same as Garner. I mean, a lot of people go out of their way, okay, Garner's going to be in a movie or a television show, I'm watching it. I think
that was always me. When I saw Jim Garner and stuff, I'm like, yep, got to see it, got to watch it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Good for you. Congratulations.
Well, thank
you. Success.
It.
Nice to have you here, Luke, to chat. Luke Perry, who stars in Good Night for Justice, Queen of Hearts, the premiere is on the Hallmark Movie Channel. These are the kind of things I like to watch, actually, myself,
mm-hmm.
Jennifer. I think
it
I'll put
fun.
Make a note for Saturday the 26th at 8 o'clock Eastern.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Bellawood prefinished Brazilian hardwood is up to 47% less. Prefinished birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood flooring sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at StaplesCopyCenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time. time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Time for us now to check out on the Jennifer Horne, Doug Steffen, Good Day program some of the music.
Roberta and I have become chopped liver today.
Roberta and Richie are out to breakfast.
Yeah.
Or out to lunch.
Are you having pancakes?
Ooh, I love pancakes.
Wasn't there a special this maple week, syrup. Roberta, at IHOP on something? It seemed to me, I remember hearing something about IHOP this week. Not important necessarily, unless you want to.
Don't know.
Don't I? and take in the sights. So we have a number of songs that were number one, Jennifer, during this week and the various years since the Good Day program has been on the air. This is our 25th year. This song was number one during this week in 1988. Michael Jackson's "The Way You Make Me Feel." You want to crank it up, Richie?
I do.
So, Jennifer, you want to do the honors and the...
Step up the...
What?
We always do it.
Well, we've had enough of that. Everybody knows it's the way you make me feel.
Yeah.
We don't have time for all of the whole song.
No, I know.
But just a little 30, 40...
From the highlights. Yeah.
All right, Jennifer, what's the story with this?
Lady Gaga.
Oh.
This was actually, I think, her first hit, I want to say.
Just Dance?
Uh-huh.
I thought that paparazzi thing was, but I guess not.
That was next, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Number one during this week, 4 years ago.
I bow to you, the Lady Gaga expert.
You know, not too much. I liked this first stuff that she did. I haven't listened to much after it, but I like this song.
You know what,
and I think this was the first big
one. You know what she will always remind me of now? When you and I were in Pure... in Las Vegas, in that in that trendy nightclub.
Yes, and we danced playing, to it.
And we danced to Lady Gaga.
You and Jennifer danced?
Wow. Yes, of course we did.
Wow. It was like 1 a.m. We had this highfalutin private section with this party. Yeah, it was fun.
Yep.
Wow.
We got down, man.
We got down on our bad selves.
All right, so from Lady Gaga, we go to Surface.
I'm going to play Stupid.
Wow, I remember this song. Had no idea that it was Surface. I don't even know what that is.
I don't know.
I don't even remember this song, yeah.
This was number one, Richie, during this week in 1991, called The First Time.
Must have been a light couple of weeks there.
The beginning of the year is like with the movies. And they don't do a lot of heavy stuff. They'll
Let's try this.
All right, number one for this week in 2006, Mariah Carey. Do not forget about us. All right, Richie.
Yeah.
Let's play Cut 2506 from Wendy Williams' discussion of Mariah Carey on her program. Why don't we do that?
Mariah, you have to start giving us more looks. Like, and I'm a Mariah Nista, and it's really fun to see you every week, how you talk and, you know, what you're doing and everything, but all you do with your hair is a center part or a side part. But if you're going to be on TV every day, isn't it important to change it up? I mean, I'm not suggesting wearing wigs, but I know that even Jennifer Lopez, she'd do a top knot and a side swoop, and sometimes it would be longer, and sometimes it'd be curly, sometimes it'd be bone straight. I know this is only our second week seeing you, but I'm praying that you switch up your look, because it's very... It's pretty, but it's very boring. It's not entertaining us. You've got to entertain with your love.
Right. You know, I would agree with her on the... I think Mariah looks like she's totally bored when she's there.
Right.
And I think she's bored with Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. Is this phony? Oh, yeah. Let's have the check.
Yeah. I know. I think she's interested in being there, but Nicki Minaj pretty much steals the whole show. And Mariah just goes, okay, whatever.
Next.
Yeah. Really? She steals the show?
Oh, she totally...
She's like this little kid who says, I love you so much, I want to skin you and wear you. Right. I mean, who says that?
Right. And she changes every contestant's name. They walk in. I'm going to call you. You are now known as Witch of a Jigger. And as soon as a person walks into the room, she's like the host. She takes it. Hi, what's your name? What are you going to sing for us today? Okay, this is what I think. And everybody else is just kind of there as background. So I think Mariah is just kind of like, okay, I guess I'm just here.
28 past the hour. You're just here on the Doug and Jennifer Good Day program.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct the class play, day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored, chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi,
this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Great tunes of the disco era. And one of the things that ties us to what's going on today at DougStephan.com, our video of the day, is Rita Hayworth, who's in, I was going to say old. Yeah, I guess she's old since actually not with us any longer. She was quite the hoofer during her day in the movies, a dancer that saw a lot of her roles dependent on how well she could dance. So some clever sort has taken this song and put it to the videos, the visuals of Rita Hayworth in various movies dancing and putting it in a way that's really kind of convincing. If you look at the video of the day, you'll see what I'm talking about. She is able, as she's dancing around, she keeps the beat, and you'd swear that she was singing to this song. So you can find it, Staying Alive, video with Rita Hayworth, as our video of the day at DougStephan.com.
You can do that with most things, you know, because you can change the tempo or the speed of the video or the music to match each other. In video editing, there is, just like in audio editing, there's in audio editing, you have a beats per minute.
Really?
Or auto-tune.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So you can change the speed of the thing. So what they can do is take a lot of her dancing stuff and just kind of change the speed so that it matches the beat. And then there's even plugins in your videos so that you can have it match the beat of whatever song you add to it.
Yeah. All right. So it's cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. You can do a lot of stuff.
Friday, the 25th of January, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen, along with Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden. Jennifer, let's check social media now and see. We have a lot of activity, four or five different things that are going on. People having some fun, getting serious, thinking about their attitudes toward certain things that we present for you to think about at facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Mm-hmm. Well, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. One of our questions is, Manti Te'o has us talking about hoaxes. What is the biggest hoax you have ever experienced? And sadly, Dougie, a lot of these involve you.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Walter says Barack Obama. Guy said, I want a fake autographed Doug Steffen baseball. And then somebody at the Doug Steffen Show wrote that the Doug Steffen Show would make me rich and famous. I'm thinking that might be rich. Not quite sure. And then Debbie says the election of George W. So you can chime in. Facebook.com.
I like any of those.
We have equal shots.
In the Southern California area, the local news media goes absolutely nuts when it rains. So we wanted to know what makes your local newsroom spin more than usual. Yvonne said the temperatures, Nita said snow in Alabama. Patty said freezing rain today in Tennessee. Janet said same as Nita in West Virginia. Weather people have to broadcast from outside so you can see the snow, even though she can look out her own window. Paul said, in north central Florida, it's floods and drought and fire of biblical proportions. So there you go. You can chime in on what is very dramatic in your area in local news.
I can actually tie both of these stories together.
Okay.
Remember the shark infestation in Florida? Remember, was it 5-6 years ago where basically nobody went to Florida because they had helicopters, news helicopters flying over the beaches showing hundreds of sharks offshore? Mm-hmm. And then for 2 or 3 years, it was like the big news story was sharks and how people are being shark attacks.
Yeah. There you go. Big made up news media thing.
Yeah.
When sharks attack.
When sharks attack.
It is cold and flu season. I don't know about your office, but.
Wait a second. Did we miss an opportunity there?
For what?
The South Africa story. South Africa. You and I were talking about this earlier. There was a game compound that housed 10,000 alligators.
Oh.
And the 10,000 alligators escaped yesterday.
That's a bad day.
Uh-oh.
10,000 alligators have escaped.
10,000.
Who's the guy that left the gate open?
10,000 alligators have escaped from a ranch in South Africa. So can you imagine between that and the fact that South African Airways rated one of the worst airlines in the world, what that's doing for the tourism business? Just think about it. Or can you even imagine 10,000 alligators escaping from a game preserve, sort of a farm for alligators? Yeah, crikey. Roberta, I can't even. How do you deal with 10,000 alligators? They just.
That's a lot of gators.
That's a lot of purses.
Yeah.
And shoes.
You get a lot of belts.
Yeah, boots. Okay, excuse me, Jennifer. I don't want to take time away from you. I know it's important.
Oh, no, it's cold and flu season. And I was just saying in my office, everybody's starting to sniffle. So I've been taking my Alimmune, starting it today, actually, because I'm going to kick it into high gear with Alimmune, just because I want to avoid all the hunga bungas, as you say, in the office. And we're asking you, what natural remedy do you swear by when you actually do get the cold or the flu? And if we use your tip on the air, you'll be a winner of a 60-day supply of Alimmune. Ernesto Acidro is this hour's winner. He says, rub Vicks in the nose and a humidifier to breathe. Plus, try to listen to Good Day or Good Day Weekend. We like that. That makes everybody feel better.
That'll clear you up, yeah.
Exactly. Clear you right up. All right, so here's Dr. Ken with some more on that.
Hi, this is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and I want to share with you a new product that I'm really excited about. It's called Alimmune, and it's my new secret weapon for maintaining immune health, especially during the winter months where cold and flu are common. Using a safe, natural extract from the larch tree, Alimmune helps you stay healthy throughout the year. In fact, a double-blind, placebo-controlled study found that 57% more people stay stayed healthy while taking Alimmune than those relying on other common immune boosters such as vitamin C or Echinacea. It's also the only immune supplement to have earned the Good Housekeeping seal of approval.
Right now, you can take advantage of a free 30-day trial by calling 800-458-0173. Again, the number, 800-458-0173, or visit Alimmune online at 57more.com. That's 57more.com. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Call 800-458-0173 for Alimmune.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This multi-view report is brought to you by Crest. As the Emmy-nominated host of Fox's So You Think You Can Dance, Kat Deely knows a thing or two about confidence and has a tip that will allow you to look and feel your best this new year.
One of the most important things to me in my professional and personal life is maintaining a positive attitude and exuding confidence in everything I do. I always want to look and feel my best, which for me begins with a smile. Not only does a smile make you appear friendly, approachable, and most of all confident, but sharing it with others is so gratifying.
If you're looking for a whiter, brighter smile this year, Kat recommends Crest 3D White Arctic Fresh Toothpaste and Multicare Whitening Rinse. Also, visit the Crest 3D White Facebook page, and you can win a chance to attend a Hollywood event with Kat Deely herself. For more, visit 3DWhite.com. That's 3DWhite.com. I'm Danielle Adair.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
All right, our phone line is available as always, 888-302-DOUG, the new toll-free line, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Roberta at DougStephan.com, or Rich at DougStephan.com. There's a study which has been released this week. I always love talking about these studies because there's often interesting conversation that comes from these studies. And here the ladies on The View talk about a study that I wanted to actually deal with, but they do it kind of in a more interesting and direct way than might I have. Listen.
A Yale University study claims that the last acceptable prejudice in America is against fat people.
Right.
Now, they found that Americans view overweight people as lazy, unambitious, and lacking willpower. Now, do you think overweight people are singled out like that?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. I got to say it. I mean, it is one of the things that absolutely drives me crazy. It is, I think, partly a society thing and partly that, you know, we have lizard brains in the back of our heads and we think, oh, can that person run away from a saber-toothed tiger? Should I mate with that person?
So
tell Oprah that.
This brings it around. I think the discussion comes around to, and maybe it's not just because of this study, but look at the focus on how well The Biggest Loser does on television. And maybe I didn't pay as much attention to this before, but for some reason or this year, I've watched it a couple of times.
It's a nice show.
It's inspiring because you have people that need to lose hundreds and hundreds of pounds, and so you figure, hey, I need to lose 20 or 40 if they can do it, then I can. So I think it makes you feel better about your own situation, maybe.
So why is it that we have so much of a problem here in this country with this and no place else in the world does? Is it just because of the way we eat? Is it that simple?
Junk food, fast
or is
food.
It, but there's got to be something deeper.
Soda.
To it than that, Roberta.
Well, it's an addiction just like drugs and alcohol and tobacco.
But why are these people, these humans?
We have more processed foods here than there are around the world. Around the world, they eat more real food, even if it's flies and rice.
Is that really it?
They actually cook in other places around the world.
All right. Yeah, so that's all there is to it.
I sat in a mall in Bogota, Colombia, and tried to find fat people and couldn't.
No, you can't find them anywhere else in the world.
They cook their meat and rice, fish and rice, the pork and rice every single night with vegetables.
They're not eating the dollar meals at McDonald's.
Right.
So it's because that opportunity, well, McDonald's exists all around the world.
But McDonald's around the world is different.
Not
you go to the McDonald's in Rome, and you have, you know, mozzarella and carota, and you have, you know, you have salads, all sorts of wonderful salads. It's
and
totally
they have
different
very
McDonald's.
Few of them in Colombia, because Colombia said, if you want to come here, you have to let us manufacture the straws, the napkins, the styrofoam cups, everything. And McDonald's said, no, we bring all that stuff in. And they said, okay, no problem.
Because the
so
stuff
there's
that
no
they bring
McDonald's
in
Colombia.
There are a few. There are a few, but not near as many. There's not near as many fast food. They have their own fast food restaurants like Coco Rico, and which is like a chicken place, and it's different fast food. You get waited
and
on at Coco Rico.
Even their convenience foods are better. I mean, when you think about Coke in Mexico, it's made with real sugar. You can't find Diet Coke in Mexico.
There's no aspartame. Yeah, there's no aspartame in Colombia.
All right, so this is uniquely American. And it's only because it's available. The bad food is available.
The bad food is available.
It's not because of any psychological problem that we may have or something that's going on with us that goes deeper than just there are lots of ways to eat.
No. I also think it's a lifestyle of accepting a certain degree of obesity. I know I have friends who used to live on Long Island, and they moved to another area of the country, and everybody in that area is grossly overweight. And guess what? They are now grossly overweight.
Really?
Because that's how everybody looks the same.
A lot of my friends that move here to Washington because it's such a transient area talk about the girth of the Midwest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they say, you know, it's a whole lot different here because it's just you don't have the girth that you do in the Midwest here on the East Coast.
And in, you know, especially areas like New York, cities like New York, we walk. We walk constantly.
Yeah,
that's all we're doing. We're walking. We're walking and walking.
You know what
the
study I thought you were going to talk about is there's a study out this week that's very interesting that talks about the stress when one partner in a relationship is overweight. So let's say you're married and the husband is heavy. Well, and it's more stressful when the wife is overweight and the husband is not than if the husband is overweight and the wife is not.
Mm-hmm. Huh. There's so much focus on this. I just think that as a matter of substance or course, it is important for us, I don't know if important is the right word, but interesting for us to understand this is a uniquely American problem, and it's all over the place. And maybe that's why you ought to consider this new Axia 30 program. Axia 30, the antioxidant, anti-aging weight loss formula. This is all new, natural breakthrough. This product is a state-of-the-art dietary program. It uses ingredients to keep you feeling fuller longer and burn those unwanted calories all day long. Not only does it help you lose weight, but it has added antioxidants, vitamins to improve your body from within. You can lose 30 pounds in 90 days. Here's how it works. Axia has a unique formulation of green tea extracts to elevate the process of your body's burning fat after you eat for prolonged periods of time instead of keeping it in your body. In other words, this green tea and the phytosomes that are included in it help increase metabolic rate and create the feeling of fullness to keep you from overeating. Axia 30. Does it make a difference how it works as long as it works? Perhaps that's the thing that you need to keep in mind. Axia 30 works guaranteed 90 days at 800-525-8345. And you call and listen. Tell me you're listening to Doug Steph. They give you an extra month. All right? 800-525-8345. Ask them how you can get free shipping as well. Axia 30. Lose 30 pounds now. 800-525-8345.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Forever. This is Dana Glover and Mervyn Warren from the movie The Wedding Planner, which was number one at the box office during this week in 2001. That was a J-Lo and Michael McConaughey vehicle, wasn't it, Chuck?
That one?
Yeah.
I looked at this and I was like, Danny Glover?
Yeah, not quite.
Dana Glover.
Dana Glover. I don't know where Mervyn is, but that's Dana right there. That's one of those songs, didn't go anyplace other than being identified with a movie. Movie Moment starts with movie music every day. Chuck Curry is here. He's our movie man. He's got the opening movies this weekend. See if we can predict what will be number one on Monday. Plus our contest. And the focus here is on the number one movie at the box office during this week 2 years ago. Number one movie 2 years ago. We have three pieces of audio. You'll call us at 888-302-3684 if you'd like to win a swell prize. That's 888-302-3684 to identify this movie.
I want you to take my hand, and I want you to come with me on this adventure.
I'll go with you, but I don't want to touch you.
Okay, you don't have to take my hand, but will you come with me on this adventure?
It was during the screening of this movie when I was watching it that I realized what a horse's neck the star is. So, how's that, Chucker? He's just annoying. He's in this movie with Barbara Streisand that has an attractive eyes, right?
That's why I wouldn't have seen it.
It's not that well.
Yeah. Is he, well, how do people like this, he and Garifanakis or whatever his name is, how do these people get to a point where...
No, I don't agree with that at all.
I know. What? You know, you like Garifanakis?
Oh, wait a minute. I know what this is.
I'm not a huge fan of his, but they have their certain talents that work in movies, and the lead in this movie of the clip, I do think he has talent. He can annoy people, though. There are distractors to him.
He's the son of a very famous Hollywood couple, right?
No. All right, let's keep going. Okay. Next cut.
What happened?
You shot yourself in the face by mistake.
How long was I out? What time is it?
2:00.
Oh, that's not so bad, I guess.
On Thursday.
It's Thursday? Are you kidding? It's not Monday right now?
Yeah, it's just... Ugh.
Well, I can tell you one thing. He absolutely was the wrong lead for this film. No doubt about that.
Right.
Totally. All right. Kiss.
Next item. Last clip from the movie.
We're not partners. I'm the hero. You're my sidekick. That's what this is. I'm Indy. You're Short Round. Simon Garfunkel. Scooby Doo.
888-302.
That's funny.
Yeah. 888. I didn't watch it. I have to admit that I laughed a couple of times, but this guy is just...
Oh, that's good, Doug. I'll at least admit it.
Yeah, okay. I'll always admit it. All right, so Chucker has some, you're calling us at 888-302-3684. Figure out what that movie is, what the title is. You win a swell prize. I believe we still have some Pure Attitude creams, lotions, facial items worth $150 for you if you can figure out what the movie is. Meanwhile, what's coming out this weekend, Chuck, that looks good?
Three films, Doug. Parker, which is an action movie with Jason Statham, and also Jennifer Lopez is the female lead. Sort of an interesting combination. Then there's a big studio movie, Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters, in which Jeremy Renner takes a big paycheck for what I would think would be just direct. I have no interest.
Well,
at
what
all.
Is that? What's the premise?
It's kind of cool to me.
What's the premise?
I guess Hansel and Gretel grow up to be
witch hunters.
Witch hunters, yeah.
Oh, what, there's vampires and witches in this? Is that what it is?
Yeah, well, that's not special effects, blah, blah, blah. And then Movie 43, which is a spoof comedy with a bunch of big stars, Halle Berry, Richard Gere, Kate Winslet, all have small roles.
What's the name of the movie?
It's called Movie 43, which is it's sort of an interesting title. One other bit of big news yesterday, J.J. Abrams, the creator of Lost and the director of the Star Trek reboots, will helm the new Star Wars movie for Disney, Episode 7. I guess he's as good a choice as anybody. From what I read, the studio's second choice, if he passed, would have been Ben Affleck.
So why is it? Is he considered a traitor to the Star Trek generation? What's the problem other than they're both going to look like the same movie? Is that the worry?
I don't think there's any problem. I think he's an excellent choice, but it is sort of interesting that he will do Star Trek and Star Wars. Quite an accomplishment.
Did you see that the Academy Awards are going to bring together all of the Bonds for the 50th reunion? Sean Connery, George Lazenby, Roger Moore, Timothy Dalton, all of them, Pierce Brosnan, and what's his face, Danny, all said yes, we'll be there.
Oh,
that'll make that show really exciting, I think, anyway. Let's get to the answer, the ID. What's the movie, Tony?
It is The Green Hornet.
It is The Green Hornet. What did you think of that movie?
I did not like Seth Rogen until 50-50.
Really?
I agree. It was a terrible movie. The Green Hornet was terrible.
50-50, yeah.
All right. Well, at least we agree partially. 50-50 isn't a bad thing.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.